listening to The Beauty Beat with Francesca Alexander. In this podcast, we are going to talk about money and how money affects your business. One of the number one stressors in any business, especially an entrepreneur, is how to receive and control and even love money. Our relationships with money affect our confidence and our business. Here is episode 11, Money Love. Hello from Wellington, New Zealand. So this podcast is really special because I've been wanting to talk or go in a deeper dive what it means to alleviate stress when it comes to money and your business. So that is a huge topic. It's a huge undertaking too of how was I going to actually share this? How was I going to effectively share this with the audience and they would just get it? So I had to get it first. And it's been for me at least 2-3 years in the making for me to feel very positive when it comes to money and my business. And that started from not having a very stabilized upbringing and a very, well, a really disastrous financial circumstance in my 20s. Then I went through a very, painful, but it was really strong and powerful divorce where I was, you know, experiencing independence at a newfound level that was absolutely amazing. And it was a really good experience because it had me look at things in a very, there's nothing like a life-changing event like a divorce that jolts you into like looking into your reality. So, you know, with that said, there was a lot of things that were going on in my life, including finances and wanting to start a business and being real about it. So you've heard in a couple of other podcasts how, you know, money's affected me, what my story was, how I started my business. Essentially, the way I started my business was I didn't want to work for somebody else. I'm tired of somebody else telling me what I was going to get paid. And also, my work or realm of work, it seemed like I kept on hitting glass ceilings. So I wasn't able to go beyond where I felt I could, A, make a difference because I have to have my results or I have to affect the end result of whatever it is I'm working on. So that's really important to me. And with that was control of the financial outcome. So if you're, you know, thinking of starting a company or you're going to sell a product or you're going to have an offering, you have an idea already in your head that pops a money figure that is associated with that. And that is something that I really wanted to control. I wanted to be able to control the outcome of that final dollar amount that I really worked hard for. Now, it's great to have a team and contribute to a team, but if you're not feeling good about the end result and you're making another company a lot of money, how does that affect you and your money confidence? How far you're going to go in a career? How you feel your value is to a certain audience? So a lot of that, you know, from that thought process springs out a freshly born, beautiful, gorgeous, sexy entrepreneur. So, you know, if you're an entrepreneur and you're struggling with that sort of sense of, okay, where do I go? I just started, or I am an existing business that's going online, or a business that has been online pretty darn successful, but my bottom fell out and I'm struggling all over again. It's like I'm starting a new business. These things are something that the current entrepreneur has to deal with each day. The confidence level is shaken when the money isn't coming in. You second guess yourself. Am I doing the right thing? Is this something I should do? Should I go back to the corporate world? No. So what you need to do is just readjust your game plan. And a lot of this sounds really simple, and I'm not trying to be, you know, glib or a know-it-all. I'm just going to share what's worked for me. And a lot of this is an experiment because it's just kind of like, you know, everybody's an individual. Everybody works differently. You know, for myself, the way I even learn is different. I learn by visual and practice of that application. So I have to visually look at it and practice. I can't just hear it I can't hear a book and learn it as well as actually visually looking at something and then doing it. And the same thing with the with reading. I'm dyslexic, so I don't get very far from reading. I can do it. It just takes a lot of concentration. So I tend to do things in the realm of what is my pleasure. And the more that I tap into what is in my pleasure, I tend to focus more. I tend to have a better result. And I'm actually much more driven that way too. So if I go into the realm of pleasure, including the money thoughts, that is where it's at for me. So this episode's going to be telling you, or I'm going to be telling you and sharing with you what those applications are for me and how they work and affect my business. Okay, so building a positive money relationship around your business, and that sounds like a kind of a foreign thought. I never really thought that that had to even happen. Like, why would I have to build a happy relationship around money? And how the heck is that going to support my business? Well, it's for me. I come from a long, a huge career in sales, and my worth at the company was my bottom line. So if I sold a certain amount of money, it scaled my advances in the company's eyes. You know, you can be a complete tyrant and make a lot of money and they left you alone. If you were a good person, you worked well and you were diligent and you did all of those little, you know, things that a company wants you to do, but you pulled in nothing, then you were a problem child. So I learned that really, really easily. And also too, I love to sell and connect with people and check to see what it is that can empower them while they left. Because I am always about trying to empower somebody with an offering. Sometimes, especially my sales days, it was a product. And I wanted to empower a person by receiving something, purchasing it, and they felt completely satisfied by the value and what it was going to give them. So that has always been my thing. It's definitely rolled into my business model. I want to be able to show somebody the true value of what it would be to have something that they can take away with them, a product, an offering, and it will, you know, pay you back in tenfold. So that is exactly what AMP, the membership website that I've done. It's $37 a month. This is exactly what it's geared for. It's there to give a lot of value for a little dollar amount. A lot of people can't actually put in a lot of money for a mentorship program. You know, some people just can't do it. And that's fine. That's also reality. I will say when you're ready to do something, you find the money. But this program is not to, it's designed not to stress you out, especially about money, and you're going to get a lot of value. So within a full year of being an AMP subscriber, you will essentially go through the entire mentorship program for just $37 a month. So that's the structure of that. And, so that was something that I really focused in my business model on how to get people in a good frame of mind, in a good relationship, money relationship when it came to any of my products, and the value is there. So think about that and how it really would affect your business. How can you have an offering that is going to show value and really connect with that buyer, whether it's a product or service? The next thing that you need to do really is relook at your business model. We're going to be talking a little bit about confidence in pricing. Confidence comes from money. It does. Money is an exchange of energy. Now, if you undersell yourself, you are not going to be in the right space, you know, with confidence. You're just not going to be. So I would look at your business model. This is a hard thing. You know, if you're an online offering and say you offer a service for $75, but you know that people sell it for $150 or $200, consider at the very first step for this quarter, up your services by $20. It will change your life if you just up your service by $20. It's small, but it'll give you a taste of what it's going to be. If you do it now, it'll actually set you up for 2015, because 2015, I'm really going to be on everybody to raise their pricing. because we need to do that. We need to do that. We need to not feel drained when we're working. Some little symptoms of you feeling like you're not in alignment with your pricing is that you're really fatigued, you feel overstressed, you're definitely overworked, you're trying to be everything to everybody. That's a huge one. And you just don't even know why you're doing what you're doing anymore because you're in a rut. You're in a little rat race and you can't get out of it. These are all symptoms of you putting yourself in a very sad, under-earning, you know, box. You have control of breaking away from that all the time. That's the cool thing about being an entrepreneur is that you can change the game at any time that you want to. So consider doing that. Also, you have to check out this book. I say it all the time. If you don't have it and you've listened to me for a while, I just don't know why you haven't gotten this book because it is amazing. It's called Overcoming Under-Earning by Barbara Stanny. And it really helped me look at my business, not from a hobby, but actually, looked at it as a business because I thought I had this great business and then I was afraid of invoicing people. I mean, really deathly afraid where I actually had clients going, hey, don't I need to pay you for this month? It's like the 20th. And I had this silly fear about doing that. Now you can also check out my podcast on how to invoice like a badass. And seriously, you can actually get paid in advance. So check out that podcast out. It is amazing. I stumbled on this method just by playing around on PayPal, and it's so cool and it's so great because I don't have to have any uncomfortable conversations with clients. It gets the bills paid, it gets it done, everybody's happy. There's no gray area of what do I need to pay on what date. It's all done for you. So check out that podcast for sure. But really look into getting that book, Overcoming Under-Earning by Barbara Stanny. She actually is coming out with a new book, or she has already. I need to get on that and get the new book because this woman has wonderful words of wisdom surrounding money. And it's so great, especially for the female population, because we think so differently from men in terms of putting ourselves first. So this is what like a must have for women. She's amazing. Check it out. So, a lot of the things with that book is that I translated, really being what I didn't know my business was actually a hobby, the way I was looking at it financially. I was putting a lot of work out there trying to show my worth as a hard worker instead of linking in the actual price tag that goes with that. If you want my services, you now have to pay for advance. Sometimes you have to actually, there is a bit of a queue of working with me sometimes, which is so cool. And I'm very grateful for my clients. It's something that I really position myself to feel really good about and also bring in those clients feeling really good about working with me and how things are so regimentally done, including on-time invoicing gets paid for advance. So that's one thing that I'm really, really proud of. Let's see. The other things I wanted to talk about was, one cool, easy trick that I do with my financial goals, especially with my yearly sales, that's my password to everything, especially my bank accounts, my PayPal accounts, anything else that is related to, like a daily password that you have to log into, I change it because I'm quickly reminded of what that actual, number is. And it really seems to transcend into another good frame of mind. I actually feel really good about it. And it gets me places. I really do like the goals because it really, there's a reason why I have the goals, probably because I want to travel more. Which is great. So I have that goal tied into it and I already spend the money in my head where I'm going with it. So if you have a goal, try to do one for the next 3 months and check it out that way. You can change your password every quarter anyway. So it's probably a good idea to just play with it. What do you feel good about? Think about that. And, really just relaxing into the number is my definitely my other pro tip is that you can't just be How am I going to do this? I don't know how it's going to happen. Just let the number be there. And it's so funny how once you really think of something and focus on something, how the road rises to meet you. It will, you know, be in front of you. Don't worry about how getting there. Just look at that sexy number in your head and really focus on it. And also too, this is one other thing that really helped my business. It just popped in my head. I let go of the idea of an investment, like an angel investor. You know what I mean? Like that whole deal, that whole crowdfunding deal. So I let go of actually looking into investments for people investing in my business. I also let go. This was huge, by the way. This is even bigger than having money come in. I also let go of the idea of partnering with somebody else. So what that means is that I owned my business. If I don't have to work with somebody else, I actually am in charge of all the framework surrounding it, the intention around it, and the outcome around it. And it was really freeing. It really brought me into the space of getting out of the hobby and into the role of a CEO. And that's huge and challenging for a lot of people. Once you get surrounded by the idea of you being a CEO, you can actually be more progressive and do things. Also, too, for me personally, it was a great way for me to stop hiding behind people. I hid around people in terms of business. So if I saw somebody I really believed in or I really wanted to work for that company, I love what they, you know, were doing, or, you know, I wanted to be a part of a collective. You know, there is nothing like standing on your own as an entrepreneur to prove that you have your own set of dreams, your own value system, what you want to contribute. Now that's hot. That's way hotter than being a collective. And I think one of the last breaking straws with, and it's kind of slamming a company, but not really, because I love MAC Cosmetics. But one of the things that they really instill with you is that there is a team. And they used to joke that we were a collective. And that used to send chills up and down my spine. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, aren't I like a person, an individual? Like, I have my own merit. I have my own design. I have my own concepts. Like, I want to be a contributor. I definitely don't want to be a collective. And I am now. I feel like I am a contributor in the role that I'm at now. I contribute to other entrepreneurs trying to find their way, find solutions, try to find what makes them happy. And a lot of the times is like happiness is like the second thing that we put on the back burner as an entrepreneur. We just want to bring in the money. And then we think about taking time off. And then we pick up that book that says, yeah, 4-hour work week, that sounds cool. But in reality, in the beginning, we're really just okay to do the 10 to 12 hour days. Push it, get paid. I'm telling you guys, it doesn't have to be that way. AMP membership, the membership website that I have, has all sorts of solutions to get you not to work so hard and be in your space of pleasure. Also, I want to let you guys know right now, since I am in transition personally, just moving to a different country, the cool thing right now for me is to connect with you guys. So this month in AMP, for instance, we're doing a lot of one-on-ones and you're signing up. It's totally free. It's part of your membership. I want to be able to be there for you to give you some easy solutions on things that you're doing. So let's see. Some of the other thing I was thinking of on terms of letting go, it's definitely that investment, that funding, and also being part of a collective is something I wanted to let go. And then I did something different that I think was a game changer for me for sure. Also, there's like a lot of many game changing thoughts in this podcast, but for sure framing out what my company was going to look like. Like really think about the objective. What was I going to do? How was that going to happen? How did I want to contribute? And I really just framed it out. You know, I didn't even go into programs yet because it turns out I'm in an incredible creative person that really can spin out some great, you know, what do you call it? E-courses, offerings that are like that, that are really effective and that are great and they hum really well with a lot of people. They're in a very succinct way too, because it does go with the learning curve that we're doing on AMP. Also, too, I do take private clients, and it does really well with them as well. So I know that this does really, really great. And, you know, so looking at the objective and connecting with that, checking out to see how you're going to do that. Don't even worry about the how. Just frame it out. You know, my company produced a great book for creating apps, blah, 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 blah. Like, just think about what it is your objective of your company is going to do. You know, my company has cool mobile internet solutions, and this is what it does, and blah, blah, blah. Just frame it out. Don't worry about how, why, who you need to hire to get that done. Don't worry about any of that. Just frame out what your company is going to look like. The second part to that is frame out what the business is going to feel like. And I did that a lot. It was 2011 is when I really focused in on that. That was so cool because I kept on feeling what it was going to be like. And helping people was the biggest thing that kept on resonating. How do I help people? How do I do that? And then I launched a mentorship called Hustle and Glow Mentorship Program. It was a 3-month journey with, you know, different entrepreneurs, and we went ahead and looked at their business model and made it very strong. And also, I implemented a program called Digital Hustle and Glow, which showed you how to promote yourself digitally, which was awesome. That was great. So the feelings around that was is that when I let go of a client after the 3 months, that they were well, they were well versed in understanding how to promote themselves effectively and not to apologize for it. That's a big thing. I think a lot of it, especially women in business, we tend to apologize for stuff. Don't do that. Try not to. And be firm. Stand strong in what you're promoting because you believe in what you have to offer. It's a huge thing. Is once you start to learn and understand that you need to stand strong with your offering, things will come to you. People will believe you and buy from you. It happens every time. So when you connect with what that feels like, you'll start to also, it's almost like an instantaneous creative process. Once you start tapping into what it feels like, your ideas of how to create that start flooding in. It certainly did with me. And it just, the whole process would just flood in. And I would feel the resonance I had with other people, especially other entrepreneurs. I do have a bit of a demographic. I think it's just because it's almost like you, when you're a writer, if you're a good writer, if you write what you know. If you're an actress and you pick a role that resonates with you and maybe a little bit of your storyline, and you do it well, you most likely get an Oscar for it. So just go with what feels good, what you know, and those thoughts will flood in. And it really was also, I felt really connected with it so well that my tagline, I promote people I believe in, really resonated with me because I was tired of not only working for companies I didn't really quite believe in, but I didn't want to take on any clients that I didn't believe in either. It really is a disservice for people if I did something like that. Because I'm not going to give my best work. I'm not going to put in my best outcome in that category. So I wanted to be able to do something that was, well, for me anyway, revolutionary. Because in my all of my career, I've just worked for anybody. This was a defining moment for me. Like, okay, I'm gonna promote people I believe in. I have a digital social media PR firm, and that's what I'm going to do. That's the starting of my business. And it evolved. I'm so happy to say it evolved because it now turned into I promote people I believe in, and I teach people how to believe in themselves, which is awesome. I am in a sweet spot right now, and it's so great to be able to be here. Now, there are a lot of other things and tools that you can use to help filter out what you want. Now, certainly, these tips are great, and I want to invite you, behind this podcast, there is a link to check out the Money Mindset little mini e-course that I got going on, And the link is here. You can totally join for free for 30 days, which is so awesome. I really want to see you there. I am offering a free one-on-one to all of the new signups that happen. So if you are in a space where you're not sure where you want your business to go, you're not sure if you want to continue, you're just not sure, period, and you need to bounce off ideas, this is our moment. This is us connecting. This is definitely something that I want to do with you. And just have a very frank, brief, private discussion between you and I on where you want to go to next. And I would love to help you get there. I hope you enjoyed this interview as much as I did. If you feel inspired, go right now to socialglobalgrind.com and sign up for the free newsletter. There I have tips for every entrepreneur at every stage of their business. I hope to connect and see you there soon. Bye for now.